Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, I talked last week on, I couldn't get into it too much on Friday because we were in Plymouth at the Eagle's Nest, but I was really mesmerized, might not be the word, but I took the dogs for a walk and I decided to listen to the Supreme Court hearing the case of immunity and Donald Trump. And I was fascinated by the Q&A. I listened to most of the Q&A of the defense and the prosecution, and I just feel like, especially in contrast to the issue of should Trump have been on the ballot, which the Supreme Court heard, I thought that that was an easy case and not nearly as important as this one. And I guess my instinct was out of ignorance, because after listening to the Q&A, I'm even more convinced that this is a massive case because it has a ton to do with presidential power, and there's a ton of potential unintended consequences should the decision go either way. Both sides, I feel like, are fraught with a lot of issues. And we can't do it in 8 or 9 minutes, but we will try to start there with Michael Coyne, Dean of the Massachusetts School of Law. Michael, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. I know it's a tough time of year. You're newly minting graduates and wrapping up the semester. I don't know if you had a chance to listen or read a lot about what happened on Thursday, but I would open up with a general question of, like, what are your thoughts on this case? Because initially I was like, this is the easiest case in the world. No one's above the law. And then I listened to a lot of it and some of the justices, and it's obviously a little more nuanced than that, and I understand a little bit more both sides.
I think you've got it right. I mean, you know, no matter how you stand on your personal feelings towards the former president, the case itself raises serious issues and makes us rethink what our positions might have been. Because, you know, the basic premise, and all lawyers and everyone, I think, believes this, that no man, no person is above the law. But then the question that really the case poses is, so what are official acts of the president where he cannot be sued and cannot be found criminally responsible for? Because we want our presidents to act forcefully and correctly. But where is that line between the official acts and private acts? Because obviously, if a president, while in office, did things to benefit himself personally, even criminally, then that are outside his official duties, I think most people would say, well, then he should be able to be held accountable for those activities. But it makes us challenge our initial thoughts as to where that line might be.
So, I mean, ultimately, I have two avenues to go. The first one is a little more of a simple question. If what he did to, quote unquote, try to overturn the election was a private act, then there's no issue and he can be prosecuted.
I think that is correct, and that's what I think the court will likely find. I think the problem is that the first part of your premise is not so easy to find. Was he, in fact, trying to benefit himself to be reelected, or was he trying to uphold the election laws of the United States? The call on that one is, I think, going to be a lot closer, and I think that's why the court is likely to send it back for the trial court to make some determinations on those issues.
So ultimately, this hinges on public-private. It sounded like to me they wanted to somehow make a decision without setting a precedent, correct?
Well, but that would be sending it back to really try to make that analysis as to where how these acts specifically fall within personal or official presidential acts. And that would really sort of just muddy the waters a little bit, but at least for right now, but would clarify that issue going forward. I don't think they feel comfortable. Certainly, even Amy Coney Barrett brought the issue up, and she may be actually dispositive ultimately on which side this case goes. Is, you know, there are certain things clearly we all agree on would be outside the official acts of the president. Well, that's what we've got to figure out, what those are and where that line is. And and it really becomes problematic because you don't want your president bogged down in civil matters or criminal matters, and you don't want political rivals using that process to hurt a former president. We aren't these third world countries that do that. So that's why the court has to really be careful with the decision as to how much precedent it will set.
Yeah, I mean, one of Trump's kids over the weekend, I think, said, well, if they don't give immunity, then we're going to try to prosecute for the cocaine that was found in the White House. I mean, that stuff's already, you think it's silly and would never happen, but you could gum up the works. And I always go back to, what if there was a decision made to do a counterterrorism operation and it was a disaster, somebody got killed. Mm-hmm. Is the president going to get charged with negligent homicide or involuntary manslaughter? I mean, run a government if that's the case. That stuff to me was kind of compelling.
Well, and that's the problem, is that we all want the president to have a certain amount of latitude. The question has become over and over again in the recent years is, well, has this president, this former president, really pushed the line too far such that the powers have to be reined in? We saw it with Nixon. But this now is even further than we had ever imagined, I think, in more normal times.
You know, Michael, I feel like, I don't know, this official unofficial thing, if this was an official government, he wouldn't be making phone calls himself. He would have the DOJ or somebody start to look into it. That's the thing. I don't understand why it's so nuanced. I mean, I don't know. I feel like if he's asking for someone to find 10,000 votes, that
for him.
Yeah,
for
it's, him. I mean, I just feel like, yeah, I don't know.
That's not upholding the election laws. That's an attempt to subvert it. But that's the line that they've got to make that determination. Right. I don't disagree. I do not see some of these activities, the January 6th activities, the call to Atlanta. I don't see where those are clearly official acts. But I think that's what the court has to inquire about. Would these be considered such, where you're going to give some latitude to the former president, to any president, to be able to be comfortable making difficult decisions, as you point out? Because a lot of times these difficult decisions have horrendous consequences, but we don't want our presidents to have to worry about personal liability when they're making decisions about acts of war and things of that nature.
I was really, I was impressed, honestly, that they're not so much concerned, the justices, about the Trump case. They're focused, and they should be, on what the future will look like depending on how they decide. And I think that's exactly right. And, last question for Michael Coyne, Dean of the Massachusetts School of Law. If they do send this back to the lower courts, I mean, that means the trial that this impacts, there's no way it happens before November, right?
That's correct. And that may be the sort of the delay game here is, and in fairness, you probably do need a fuller record, because a lot of these cases have been fast-tracked through the appellate process. And that doesn't necessarily serve the court well to really understand the relatively narrow issue they want to decide. They don't like to decide things so broadly that their decisions later on can be used in situations that they never imagined.
Yeah. So your instinct is it'll be sent back down and this trial will never happen.
Well, it won't happen before the election, that's for sure, yeah. I think. And I think that's probably not only the right decision, but the safest from the court, because the court's reputation has taken a hit in recent years for good reason, with respect to ethics conflicts and the politicalization of the court.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, because at one point the rule of law and the court's independence was a foregone conclusion. It's not as clear to many people as it was before.
Yeah. Michael, it's great. Things are good. Life is well.
Everything's great. We're sitting beautiful morning here up in Andover, and everything's terrific.
Awesome. Well, thanks as always. We always appreciate it.
Okay, Brian. Talk to you later.
Michael Coyne, bye-bye. Dean of the Massachusetts School of Law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.